Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
So, Rick, there was some major activity at Miller Hill Mall in Duluth this week, but it had nothing to do with sales or shoppers.
No, it did not. Duluth's Miller Hill Mall was evacuated Tuesday morning after a roof collapse due to snow. No injuries were reported. According to the Duluth Fire Department, the collapse was reported around 9 a.m. near Applebee's. Scott Scar, manager of Barnes & Noble, said that he was preparing to open the store when he heard a loud noise and felt the building shake at about 8:55 a.m. on Tuesday. After looking through the gate at the mall entrance to the store, he saw snow in the courtyard hallway. Scar called out to see if anyone was hurt, but did not get a response. He then called 911 and the mall manager. According to a news release from the Duluth Fire Department, there was an initial gas leak at the time of the collapse, which was quickly contained by Public Works and Utilities. The gas and water have been shut off to the building, and it is currently unknown when it will be restored. A crew clearing the roof at the time of the collapse also escaped harm on Tuesday morning. One of the largest tenants at the mall is Essentia Health, which maintains a pharmacy, a fitness center, and other services there. Essential workers were trying to reschedule appointments and move them to other essential facilities while the mall is closed. The Miller Hill Mall previously had to temporarily close some stores in February 2014 after the roof's structural integrity was questioned during another round of heavy snowfall. The roof of the former JCPenney also had to be reinforced in December 1983 during another year of unusually heavy snow and ice load.
Well, we are very fortunate that no one was hurt, and I guess this is a reminder to take the snow off of your roof. Well, we just heard all about Bud Grant being the pride of Superior in the football world, as well as basketball and a few other sports, but he's not the only local boy made good in competitive sports. A son of Brule is atop the dog sledding world.
Yes, he is. Ryan Reddington, who hails from a family of Hall of Fame mushers, reached Nome, Alaska ahead of his rivals on Tuesday to win the grueling Iditarod Trail sled dog race in his 16th try. 40-year-old Reddington completed the nearly 1,000-mile endurance test in 8 days, 21 hours, and nearly 13 minutes, led by his dogs Sven and Ghost. Reddington said, "It's been a goal of mine since a very small child to win the Iditarod, and I can't believe it's finally happened." Reddington is also a two-time winner, of course, of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon held here in the Northland. He won those races in 2018 and 2020. His grandfather, Joe, is known as the father of Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race for his work in organizing and promoting the event in the late 1960s. Reddington's father and uncle are also in the Mushing Hall of Fame. He left Anchorage along with more than 32 mushers on March 4 and raced through single-digit temperatures along the way. He will take home the largest share of the race's $500,000 prize.
Well, and finally, the Interstate 35 reconstruction in Duluth is in full swing, or it was until workers found some human remains at the construction site.
Yes, and those remains were determined to be indigenous. They were found during construction recently, pausing work in one area of the project. The Duluth Police Department responded February 14 to the report of a possible human bone in a construction area of the Lincoln Park neighborhood where U.S. Highway 53 is being rebuilt. Police said an archaeologist was on scene when officers arrived, and the archaeologist stated the bone is a partial jawbone. The medical examiner's office was consulted, and the Fond du Lac band was advised and collected the bone. Leaders said this is the only such find during the massive multi-year project on Interstate 35, U.S. Highway 53, and Interstate 535 at the interchange formerly nicknamed the Can of Worms. Construction work began in 2020 and ramped up in 2021. Additionally, nothing was found during the highway's original construction dating back to the 1960s and 70s. Dwayne Hill, who's the district engineer for MnDOT, said the discovery triggered the project's unanticipated discovery plan, which was developed ahead of construction and consultation of Ojibwe and Dakota nations. Under the plan, work in that area stops to avoid additional burial disturbances. Security is bolstered and proper agencies and tribal nations are informed of the find. Hill said crews working at the specific site have moved to other locations in the sprawling Twin Ports Interchange project.
All right. Native issues in our region are by no means limited to the past. On Tuesday, Sokeogan Chippewa Community Chairman Robert Van Zyl gave the annual State of the Tribe speech at the state capitol in Madison. WPR's Anya Van Weishendonk reports.
Chairman Robert Van Zyl Jr. called for mitigation of high levels of PFAS in Wisconsin waters and for an environmental impact study to be done on the so-called Line 5 oil and gas pipeline in northern Wisconsin. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, has sued the Canadian energy firm behind that pipeline in federal court. Van Zyl told the assembled lawmakers that there can be no economic progress in Wisconsin without a healthy environment.
Ruin those natural resources, and the people will take their tourism dollars elsewhere.
Van Zyl said that the state has a tradition of collaboration between tribes and state agencies on environmental protection. And he said that without a clean Wisconsin environment, quote, everything else is meaningless. Anya Weishendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we've been joined by Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with more of the music of Superior Siren. Stay safe, everyone.
Trying so hard to feel something or something that means something. Trying so hard to be something for you. The idea of what it could be is always better than it should be. The idea.